Hi, this is a dictation for patient Rayland Gordon. RAYLANDGORDON. Date of service is 1/13/2022. Date of birth 10/26/83. Date of accident 3/4/2021. Rayland Gordon initially was involved in an automobile accident on 3/4/2021, where he was in an accident with whiplash, and side to side impact, leading to injury by the seat belt and also with the headrest, and leading to headaches, loss of equilibrium. The patient was traveling as a front seat driver and started having pain in the neck and back to the tune of 10 in the beginning when he came. The patient has undergone several months of physical therapy, as I understand, and also visit to other physicians. On initial examination, he was found to have a positive involvement of sacroiliac joints, which was found to be tender, and positive Faber test, Gonsalin test, leading to his continuation of treatment. The MRI, the patient has been brought to us, that we have been waiting. We continued his therapy for the month of December, two times per week, with traction massage echotherapy for neck and the lower back. And it appears that therapy is going well, and his records have been ordered from all the providers, including his attorney, from Dr. Ramakrishna, who is a spine surgeon, as well as the hospital, Henry Ford, and Sinai Gray, where he has been. He was last seen on 12/14. Are still awaiting for the record, so we'll continue visiting him, seeing him. The patient has pain level around 10 in the area of neck, lower back, and he reports that he has only 30% to 40% improvement in his symptoms since our accident, and that's why he was referred here by his attorney to follow up and the complete treatment. In the ADL, patient reports that he has no involvement of any ADL. He's able to walk well, sleep well, mood is okay. In the system review, patient reports vision disturbance, double vision, difficulty sleeping, and loss of equilibrium. Denies any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, loss of memory, anxiety, depression, panic. He denies any other issues like lack of focus, lack of concentration. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the lower back, mid back, upper back, and shoulders, and pain in the stiffness in the shoulder, neck, and lower back, and nerve pain. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient has no changes in the pain level. 40% improvement was reported, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 227/181, pulse is 90, pulse ox 98, and the temperature is 97.1. The rest of the physical examination be from previous visit of 12/14/2021 for Rayland Gordon. Kindly use that 12/20-006 and 1220-007. Please use the general review, musculoskeletal examination, and extremities examination. The diagnosis will remain the same. Plan of care. I have provided the patient with naproxen 500 twice a day, L-level 50 at night, Skellexin 800 twice a day, melatonin 10 at night. With one refill, patient is provided with Norco 7.53 25 to 12 hours for 7 days, 14 tablets. To help with the pain that he is complaining of, he will continue his physical therapy once a week with extra massage, aquatic gait training, home exercise, and disability will continue in work, housework, and transportation. His mats have been reviewed, legs have been reviewed, and the patient will continue with all the treatment. His records have been ordered released, and the patient seen in 7 times. Thank you.